And in New York, U.S. Magistrate Gabriel Gorenstein said he wouldn't be jailing immigration activist Patricia Okumu ahead of her March 19th sentencing for climbing the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July. Instead, he ordered that she be confined to her home with electronic monitoring. Patricia Okumu had scaled the Statue of Liberty in protest of the Trump administration's separation of immigrant families. She was found guilty of various trespassing charges. Today's court appearance came on the heels of her arrest last week in Austin, Texas, for scaling another building in protest, an action that prosecutors say violated the terms of her bail. In Austin, she scaled a building that belonged to Southwest Key, an organization housing detained immigrant children. The company was founded by Juan Sanchez, a former farm worker who the New York Times wrote built an empire using detained immigrant children as bricks. Okumu, wearing a pink jacket emblazoned with the words "Columbus didn't discover America," spoke outside the courtroom before going in.
The people who are in cages, these children, are prisoners. They're in prison. They don't have the freedom to go outside. When I went to Paris, yes, I did climb the Eiffel Tower, but I did also investigate, and I asked people over there, is this what you do in your country? Do you have cages? They say, no, we have hotels where we send immigrants we cannot identify. We give them some form of ID so they can integrate within our community and find sustainable housing and shelter for themselves. So why are we putting people in cages? And then profiteers are making money off of it. It's not okay with me, and it shouldn't be okay with you guys. So I have on my page an endorsement page. I want people to endorse me publicly because I'm not getting a lot of support as it should. What I mean by that, if you look at the videos or how many people come here, the number should have been higher. If you look at the magnitude of my action on the 4th of July and you check my GoFundMe account, it's on life support. So for a woman who stands up for what's right, people should rally for my freedom and in solidarity with the children.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are your attorneys here yet?
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
Hi,
Paul. How are you?
How you doing? Great. Well, what do you feel about what's about to happen here? What's going through your mind right now?
What's going into my mind is that the world is watching us, and they've been laughing at us all along. It's about time we do things right. It's about time we save our democracy and stand up for basic human rights, such as saving these children in cages.
What are you going to tell the judge when you go in there?
I don't anticipate to tell the judge anything. I believe that his moral compass would judge him and his decision. I'm here to stand for my own moral compass, which tells me the country needs to be saved because we have stood so low that I have to climb monuments such as the Statue of Liberty to raise consciousness.
If the worst thing case scenario happens and they put you in jail, what do you think that's going to mean? What message do you think that'll send?
The message that will send is that we have a lot of work to do. We have not gotten even near reaching democracy. I do not belong in a cage, and many people know that. And when I'm put in a cage, I want my friends and supporters to know that I will begin my hunger strike. Because I'm in business, I'm serious about the work that I'm doing. I'm not looking for fame. I'm looking to highlight the broken immigration system we have and calling out on profiteers such as Juan Sanchez and asking members of the public, congressmen, public figures, religious leaders to stand up with me in this cause and free the migrant children.
How long would you go on hunger strike?
Until I die. That's what the hunger strike is for. I mean, I could have died on the Statue of Liberty. When people minimize my action and they think it's glamorous or entertaining, they forget the point. When there is infighting amongst ourselves, they're not thinking about the children. So I want to be remembered as someone who sacrificed their lives for the migrant children, not someone who just climbed the Statue of Liberty.
You think the judge might now lock you up because you said that?
I don't talk about what the judge is going to do or not do. It's not my place. He's got a job to do, and he made it clear on December 17 that he has a job to do. Today and on March 19, because they are still going to be sentencing on March 19, the judge will get to show the world what his moral compass is. That's all I can say.
And in front of a courtroom packed with supporters, Assistant U.S. Attorney Brett Calico asked Gorenstein to detain her until she is sentenced as a result of violating a condition of bail that required her not to break any federal, state, or local law. She was arrested for trespass by Austin police and released, but has not been convicted. Defense Attorney Ron Kuby argued that all Akuma was guilty of was shining a light, exposing the worst recesses of American society. The prosecutor also made a cryptic reference to Akumu's Thanksgiving Day attempt to climb the Eiffel Tower in Paris that got her thrown into jail for a week and then expelled from France. The judge denied prosecutors' request to jail Akumu ahead of her March 19th sentencing on the Statue of Liberty climbing charge, but followed a sentencing recommendation that she be fitted with a GPS monitor on an ankle bracelet and limited to travel in the five boroughs of New York City. When she's sentenced, Akumu faces anything from no jail time to 18 months. Outside the courtroom, sporting her new jewelry, Akumu addressed reporters with her lawyers, Ron Kuby and Rhea Trivaldi.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Ron Kuby. Patricia Akumu, you know, and my associate and one of Patricia's lawyers, Rhea Trivaldi. Ms. Akumu is walking out of court today with a piece of jewelry she did not have when she walked in. She's been fitted with an ankle monitoring and has been ordered confined to her home until the date of sentencing. Obviously, we are happy that the court rejected the crazy notion that she is a danger to the community. We're happy that the judge chose not to incarcerate her over the objections of the government. We are unhappy about the fact that we have to be here in the first place. I just want to say to my colleagues in the media, especially MSNBC and New York Times writers, to the extent anybody thinks that the Southern District of New York operates independently from the Trump White House and the Trump Justice Department, it doesn't. The federal prosecutors today who sought to detain Ms. Akumu are just fingers on the very small hands of the Trump administration doing their work the way he wants it done. I know Ms. Trivaldi has a couple of words. I'm sure Ms. Akumu has something to say, and then we're all going home.
No, just a simple point that restraint is a measure of good government. And Judge Gorenstein, we're grateful that Judge Gorenstein demonstrated some restraint by not incarcerating Ms. Akumu today, but not nearly as much restraint as he could have, and thus enabling the retaliatory agenda of the U.S. Attorney's Office, which is part of the same administration, part of the same agency that conducted the zero-tolerance policy of family separation that Ms. Akumu was protesting in the first place.
I would like to say, follow the money. Go after Secretary of Education, Bessie DeVos, because she's been linked to this adoption agency called Bethany Adoption Services. Follow the money. When the Trump administration claims they don't know where the children are, or they have no ability to reunite them with their families because some of them have already been deported, the truth is, and we're not stupid, you cannot lose human beings. They have a mechanism to make money off of these children. It was intended from the get-go. That's why they're not giving us the numbers. That's why they haven't been transparent. And my work here will continue as far as my activism highlighting the atrocity of this administration. This administration is vile, and it will continue to be vile. But one day, with act of activism, bravery, the world would know that these children will have to walk out free. One of these days, my goal is that the children will be free and liberated from this rotten system, this criminal enterprise. They need to go after CEO Juan Sanchez, the man responsible for most of these detention centers, like the one at Southwest Key in Austin, Texas. Investigate them, follow the money.
Mr. Riley has a pointed, will you obnoxious question, but a relevant one.
No, it is relevant. Will you promise to not break the law anymore?
No comment. How's that for an answer?
You said before going into court that you would go on a hunger strike if you were incarcerated. Do you consider this incarceration still? Do you still plan to carry out that plan? Or
I do not consider this incarceration. I think if the Trump administration, his cronies and apologists, want to find some kind of satisfaction, they got it today. And let them rejoice. But the people know what the truth is, what I stand for. I stand on the right side of history. History will judge our conduct. History will judge this court. History will judge the judge and the system. We are facing hard times, guys. And people like me, civilians, performing the civic duties have to be applauded for the work that we are doing. This is not easy job to go after the government that is criminalizing babies. These detention centers are creating an environment where the children are at risk because you have babies changing diapers. I mean, it's atrocity to describe the amount of physical abuse these children are going through. We are losing babies in custody. We're not going to forget the children they are killing. That's why I speak for the voiceless, because we're not going to wait for them to be eradicated on the face of this earth. They're in the concentration camps, and I am treating it as such. We are facing a humanitarian crisis. These children are being drugged. They are being manipulated. They are being treated unhumanely. And so they are being deprived of basic human rights. That's what I'm fighting for.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, the judge made it interesting. He compared Patricia was doing to, what would I do if anti-abortion protesters did the same thing? And I thought that was an interesting comparison.
Well, where did that come from? You know, I think the judge's position is to take away the moral qualities of the acts that are being committed and just try to pretend that he's simply applying facially neutral laws to a lawbreaker without regard to the cause. The fundamental problem with that is that it's not a question of my values or our values or the judge's values versus somebody else's values. America has values. At least America has aspirations to values. And those aspirations mean that the people who are fighting against bigotry, against discrimination, are fighting against child separation, are fighting against incarceration, they do not stand on the same moral footing as the bigots and the racists and the anti-Semites among us. Because it's not a question of one person's set of values versus another person's set of values. It's an issue of America's values. And Patricia and her comrades stand squarely on the side of the most cherished values of this free society, of inclusion, of diversity, of tolerance. And those are not equal in any sense to bigotry and hatred.
What about the judge saying that she could only make money by protesting? I wanted to get your response to that, but by breaking the law.
But that's, I mean, just as a technical matter, I mean, Patricia Okumu worked for a very long time before she became a full-time activist. And she is a full-time activist, so she's supported by donations the way most full-time activists are supported. Let's face it, being an advocate against forcible family separation is not a job that somebody can apply for and receive funds for. So she does indeed exist on the basis of donations that people give her. But the judge got it exactly reversed. It is the donations that support her activism. She doesn't engage in her activism for donations. There are easier ways. There are easier ways to make a living than risking jail every single day. All right, comrades. Love you all. March 19th, be there or be square.
Thank you.
Attorney Ron Kuby, the physically fit activist, Okumu says, "That's how I do my activism. I climb things."